Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
Number to get in, 877-317-6432. I've been watching what's... Okay, thank you. I've been watching what's been going on with these two police officers who were executed. I point out when police misbehave, I also understand the benefit of having them. If I have ever given you the impression that I am against law enforcement, then let me retract that right now. Police have a very hard job to do. They're expected to be everywhere, all the time. They can't. We know they can't. They know they can't. When they arrive somewhere, they have to make a really quick assessment. These two officers, Rafael Ramos and Wenjin Liu, died because of a campaign that was set in place to vilify them. Recently, last week, a federal judge, Carol Jackson, restricted police tactics against protesters. That's weird to restrict them by court order. How long does it last? What exactly are the limitations? And it's all happening during the holiday season. It sort of makes me, you know, what with the torture report coming from Feinstein, I believe the liberals have lost some of their customary excellent timing. What remains to be said and what is being widely overlooked is what lies behind this campaign. What is the role of Ferguson and Staten Island and Cleveland and all the way back to Sanford, Florida? What does this play? How does this play into the agenda of the American left? And there is an agenda. Presidents and attorneys general and sports and entertainment celebrities and the media don't get involved in small local disturbances for no reason. I can point out all kinds of other local disturbances and ask them why they aren't there. Why these? If you were to go back in time, and if you were to look for something like the Gates incident all the way down to the Trayvon Martin controversy, the closest you might come was when Richard Nixon said that Manson was guilty. That's the closest you might come. All of this began when the Great Society came along, this particular schism that we're seeing here. That led to the deterioration of the urban black family. Young black women married Uncle Sam. And the males of black America were left to themselves. And we've seen this before. This it has occurred throughout modern history. In Renaissance England and in Italy, It involved the sons of the nouveau riche middle class who, in their satin and lace, passed their time in drinking bouts and crime sprees, where they would very quickly gut each other with knives. The only difference today is that it's the government paying the bills versus some merchant prince fathers paying the bills. This new class of gangsters was a large factor in the crime explosion that we saw from 65 to 95. Soaring crime rates were sharply curtailed by a return to traditional sentencing and crime control methods and concealed carry. The fact that most of them that went away were black American completely glossed over certain facts like them being targeted for this. Them being targeted for this. If you look what has happened to black America, if you look at, if you want to see which race is coming after black America, that's the liberal race. Trayvon Martin was a 12-year-old little scamp. And Michael Brown was a gentle giant. What we see right now is a left trying to organize a proletariat. And they want to manipulate them the way they see fit. And who are the ones that are most complicit in these incidents right now, today? That would be Obama, Holder, Sharpton, and now the mayor of New York, Bill de Blasio. The problem is that we don't have a peasant culture like that we've had in history. We actually derive from the English yeomanry culture. Yeomen are not peasants. They acquire their own stuff. They acquire their own goods. They acquire their own property, and they guard it jealously. And that is you and me, the American gun owner. We are the yeomanry now. When law enforcement becomes too corrupt or incapable, citizens within the yeomanry and businessmen band together in the past to form their own law enforcement organizations comprised of law-abiding citizen volunteers, like in Ferguson, like we saw in Ferguson. This has been found here in the United States in San Francisco in 1856 and 1877, in Montana in 1864, New Orleans in 1901, and most recently in Athens, Tennessee in 1946. This is the American method. This is what separates us from the rest of the world. The price of this agenda will have to be paid by black America. And that's because the left doesn't care about them. They are black America, you are cannon fodder to the liberals of all colors. Officers Ramos and Lou died because of this campaign to vilify police. Even as the events of Ferguson begin to fade, this campaign that it helped put together rolls on with new reports of demonstrations and protests all the time, daily. So, as you're sitting around and as you're watching this, black America, you are not the pawns. You do not have to be the pawns. Take a good look around you at who's paying the bills. It's very easy to do. Very easy to do. And don't fall into that trap. I have no desire to confront you. Not because of fear, but because you're American too. But don't take that as a sign of weakness, which is to be exploited. Take that as genuine regard for you. Your lives do matter. We'll be right back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Adam Miller here with Midas Resources. Today, December 12, 2014, gold opened at $1,216.60. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,261.34, $630.67 for a half ounce, or $315.33 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,261.34, $630.67, and $315.33.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
And load the number to get in, 877-317-6432. Did you know that Orlando, Florida is holy ground? Well, at least for the Moms Demand action it is. They believe they can make the demand that Orlando, the entire city of Orlando, Florida, should be a gun-free zone. Because, you see, there's a new resort about opening in Orlando. As a matter of fact, it has opened. It's called Machine Gun America. They bill themselves as Orlando's first automatic adrenaline attraction. General Manager Bruce Nirenberg says everybody has something they've always wanted to try. This would be on people's bucket list to try it and have a new experience. What he's referring to is getting a fully automatic weapon and pulling the trigger and just feeling it spit rounds downrange. They have come under fire from critics who say that the Orlando region was built on the history of child and family-friendly entertainment and is no place for this concept. According to Lucia K. McBath, a member of the Moms Demand Action for Gun Sense, you've got Holy Land right here in Orlando. You've got Disney World and Epcot, all places for family fun where they should feel protected. What do they expect exactly to happen? Machine Gun America is an indoor range. Are there going to be stray rounds hitting the small world ride at Disney World? The walls and the floors and the dividers between the shooting stations and backstop are bulletproof. The business, which is aiming itself at conventioneers in their 40s as their primary audience, have a 1-to-1 ratio of range safety officers to shooters. Machine Gun America also says the RSOs are active participants, always positioned to control the weapon and the shooter. WTSP.com lets go of the emotional hook altogether that shooters as young as 13, if accompanied by their parent or legal guardian, are allowed to take part in Machine Gun America, which to many people is a terrifying thought. What they don't convey is that the staff at the range has plenty of prior experience with machine gun tourism, with two of their staff coming from the well-established Machine Gun Vegas, which is catered to even younger customers safely under close RSO supervision. And the Moms Demand and McBath, they're not really upfront about their real problem with the Machine Gun America. You see, here's the problem with Machine Gun America. There will be people that have never picked up a gun in their lives go to Machine Gun America. They will pick up a gun, a fully automatic weapon. Maybe they'll get to shoot it on semi as well. I don't know exactly which weapons they have available. Probably only manned portable ones, nothing that would be stationary or mounted. But there's going to be people pick these weapons up and shoot them, and there's going to be a proportion of them, they're going to be bitten by the bug. They're going to be bitten by the bug. They're going to become curious about gun ownership. They're going to wonder what the big hullabaloo is about this. There's going to be some that go there that pick up the weapon and they fully expect for the voices to come into play and they're not going to hear them. At this point, for them, for the uninitiated, firearms then become acceptable. And we just can't have that, can we, Moms Demand? Their Alinskyite goal is to make all firearms and cast gun owners as irresponsible and inherently violent people unfit for polite society. What they're going to be met with is they're going to walk into Machine Guns America. Somebody's going to go, "Hi, welcome to Machine Guns America. How can I help you? I'm curious. Can I look at people shooting machine guns?" "Oh, yes, right over there is the observation point," which I don't even know if they have one. Can I? "I've never shot a gun. Can I shoot a machine gun?" "Absolutely. Our staff will be happy to get you running it up to speed, and we'll be there with you while you do it. Make sure that nothing gets out of hand." Really? "Do you think I can shoot a machine?" "Absolutely." There'll be some little 5'5" lady standing there, very confident with firearms. "Absolutely, you can." There's a rush associated with firing military weaponry, although I had an opportunity one time to launch a TOW missile. In my unit in Germany, we had a lot of TOW gunners, and I had an opportunity to fire one. Not cross-trained to do it or anything. I just got up there, and I was told what to do, and I got to fire. I got to make that launch. And now that's a gas, watching it go down. That's a gas, watching a toe go downrange, watching that cord come out from behind it as you wire guide it. And then later I had to go to qualify with the M60, which sort of fell short after launching that toe. You don't know what a TOW missile is, tube-fired, optically aimed, wire-guided. It's an anti-tank missile. Wild thing to launch. But for the uninitiated, this will be that kind of a rush. Moms Demand Action, of course, is not worried about the physical safety of people that might go in there and frequent them, or to Orlando at large, although there's no threat to safety in Orlando by this facility being there. They are very terrified of the Machine Guns America customers are going to return home with this idea in their head, this germ, that the knowledge that firearms can be used safely and very enjoyably, and that's going to undermine this complete and total narrative of fear that is the oxygen of the gun control movement. They're not concerned with saving anybody. They are worried about their waning influence. I think this is a great, you know, not places like Knob Creek Gun Range where they have the annual machine gun shoot. That's not really open. You can go there and observe it, but this is something where you can actually go hands on. And I have no particular interest in, since I have to buy my own ammo, I have no interest in owning a fully automatic weapon because, you can burn a lot of ammo that way. But if it was somebody else's ammo, I have no trouble pulling up and putting one to the shoulder and let it loose. Maybe it would have tracers. Maybe these will have tracers. Tracers are a gas, too. It is a gas to watch because it looks like a liquid stream going down, a glowing liquid stream, a laser show, if you will. Bouncing all over. What kind of fun is that going to be? But what's it going to do about the narrative of fear? It's going to completely discount it. No. We'll be right back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Monday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. My Glock 19 is a Generation 3, and it's one of the, it is such an early Generation 3 that on the body, there's only one pin holding it. There's a place where the second pin would have gone, but they didn't make it in this earlier generation. So this gun's been around for a while, and it's not worn out by any stretch of the imagination. But I let my gunsmith's son use this as like a test bed for a technique on something he may pick up. And he's very heavy into Glocks, and he just handed it back to me, and it's got all kinds of holster wear on it. But he has done... he has enhanced the stipple job he already did on it, and he pulled out the trigger mechanism and did something with it, and now this is a... Oh, my. That's an early Gen 3 Glock that has had life breathe through it. I bought it used, so I don't know how many rounds it's had go through it. I know how many rounds I've put through it, a couple of grand. And now it... If you can get past the way it looks, well, it shoots like a brand new gun. The advantage of having an in-house gunsmith, I guess. PBS, on December 19th, they decided to put some... I follow PBS and NPR, not necessarily because I believe in their politics or agree with them per se, but I like some of the stuff they do. It has nothing to do with politics, of course. It's just more human interest kind of stuff. On their politics, they are anti-gun as the day is long. And they put out, they mentioned on the 19th that the gun control lobby is gaining ground. And they're all basing it on the one on I-594 and the other on the fact that Bloomberg has deep pockets and they're never going to go out of business. Mom's demand action anyway. And every town for gun safety. Always going to be in business. They did not mention, however, I'm being asked about, the barrel is stock. This is the barrel on this gun no longer has the black color to it. It is now it's nice and silver and everything, but that's a stock barrel that my son treated. And I don't know how. Anyway, they did not mention that the Moms Demand actions, all of their failures that they've had in the last year with Kroger and Fred Meyer and Harris Teeter, they did not mention that every town's gun contributions to the gun effort, their research and reports on school shootings, include non-school shootings and shootings that didn't happen and accidental discharges of legally possessed firearms. They also left out the wide range of losses Bloomberg has been handling during the course of the 2013-2014 election season, from the Florida recalls to the pro-gun Virginia delegate landslide in November 2013 to the election re-election of Milwaukee County Sheriff David Clark in August 2014. All they mention is they're starting to gain momentum. For them, this is evident from the fact that they're spending more money than they have in the last decade. And they've expanded their grassroots game. And well, if you call grassroots a bunch of paid people being bussed around the country, yes, they have. Now, they've won I-594 and they've got it on, right now I-594 is a mess because they got it, now they don't know how to enforce it. They don't know how to make this work. Which is pretty funny. Texas is getting closer to overturning a 140-year ban on the open carry of handguns. Oklahoma, in the 2 years since Sandy Hook, Oklahoma has added open carry, as have Mississippi and Missouri. Georgia and Idaho have greatly expanded the locations in which guns can be carried in self-defense. Illinois became the 50th state for concealed carry. They even have concealed carry in Chicago. Florida expanded its stand your ground law to allow the firing of warning shots, and numerous college universities in Florida have changed their policies to allow guns on campus for self-defense. At the federal level, pro-gun candidates ran roughshod over their anti-gun opponents in the last election series, and Republican Martha McSally now holds the seat formerly held by Gabrielle Giffords in Arizona. And the resounding defeat of Manchin Toomey still resonates in D.C. But according to PBS, the gun control movement is getting ready to make its move. And part of that is going to be abandoning the word or the term gun control. They're looking for a less loaded term. It's all about terminology with them. Assault weapon. Weapon of war. High capacity. Ghost gun. It's all about terminology. They quoted Dan Gross, president of the Brady Campaign to End Gun Violence, saying the framing of pro-gun versus anti-gun or pro-restriction versus Second Amendment rights is not a healthy way of looking at this issue if the goal is to save lives. He asserted that they need to find a new way to frame their agenda so it does not look like an outright attack on the right to keep and bear arms. But that's what it is, and that's what we know what you're bringing. That's your problem. And that and the fact that you cannot point to any anti-gun law that's ever been enacted that stopped any crime. We can look at the crimes that have occurred, and we can see where maybe it slowed it down a little bit, but it still occurred. In Santa Barbara, where they have one gun a month, 10-day waiting period, Elliot Rogers still amassed. He gathered 3 handguns and 41 magazines, 41 10-round magazines. He went through the safety classes, did all the stuff. That didn't slow him down. He was in part of the five steps on his way to where he ends up. So that part of it is really interesting. That they've got the agenda. I hate to say this, but if you have to rebrand yourself constantly, you don't have the momentum. Rebranding means you're falling back and you're trying to regroup to figure out what your next angle is going to be. But they're trying to figure out how to frame it to where it doesn't look like an outright attack on the right to keep and bear arms. And that's their problem. That's their big problem. I think it's pretty funny. Oh, gosh. They've got the momentum. They're about to make their move. I'm waiting. Because it's there's only so many ways you can repackage something. If it's all about saving lives, we're already doing that. Crime is down. Crime is down. If you guys would quit stirring the pot and maybe vilifying people like the police or gun owners or something else, just live and let live, it would go down some more. But no, you want to run the country. You can't stand the fact that most of the country runs without too much of your influence. You want to be an influencer. You want to be a bureaucrat that runs everything. You've got to have your fingers in our lives. And we don't want it. Good luck. There's only so many ways you can reshape communism. We'll be right back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load.
Knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts, fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com, 541-229-0010.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lou Performance Made in the USA studio on a Monday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. One of the things that I thought was interesting was the NAACP put out a statement after the shooting of the two cops in New York, in the NYPD, calling for more gun control. In the gun control capital of the world, with a shooter who was a prohibited person. You know, this guy had an extensive criminal history. Prohibited guy. If it doesn't work there, it's not going to work anyway. NAACP. You need to refocus and stop painting targets on cops. Maybe that's a good idea. And here's a problem for the gun controllers. Because beyond the ideological division, there's something that's been realized by the American public at large, of all walks of life, colors, stripes, genders. Laws that try to curb lawful ownership of firearms have this one flaw that is utterly inescapable, and that is that only the law-abiding follow law. Add a law to the pile, the criminals ignore it, along with the rest of the pile. There's never been a madman who's developed this plan. He's gone through the five steps. He's trying to go through the five steps. He gets to the part where he assembles his weapons and gets his weapons together. And law gets in the way and he just has to scrap it. That doesn't happen that way. Now, in Washington State, just like in Colorado, they're scratching their heads because they've hurried up and passed an anti-Second Amendment law. When they were putting it together, they could have listened to the cops. The cops were against it in Washington State. The cops knew what they just discovered. They're trying to figure out how to enforce the law, and they're going to shift it to law enforcement. What you've got is an 18-page quagmire of jumbled legalese and unenforceable garbage, and the state attorney general has thrown up his hands in desperation and has now tasked local law enforcement to do their best in enforcing a law that confuses even legal authorities. The attorney general's office released a statement. Therefore, at this point, we have no interpretations of the initiative to offer to the public beyond the text of the measure itself. Local law enforcement and local prosecutors typically enforce and prosecute firearms laws. For those of you who do not speak, baffled lawyer, let me translate. I will become Captain Subtext for you. This law is an absolute mess and is practically unenforceable. So I, the Attorney General, am now asking law enforcement to just do the best you can and make up the law as you go along. Now, if you are the Attorney General of a state and you don't know what just got laid on your desk, how is a police officer supposed to know about it? How is a citizen supposed to know about it? How do you teach it in the police academies of Washington State? How do you teach this law? What should a citizen do if they're being unfairly arrested for breaking a law that may or may not prohibit their actions? Are they supposed to call the licensing bureau? Is that their first phone call? Now, the Department of Licensing also issued a statement clarifying that they also know nothing, like Schultz. Please contact your local law enforcement agency if you have questions about firearms licensure requirements, clarification of definitions, violations of the law, or need additional program or additional information regarding exemptions. Again, the firearms program staff cannot provide legal advice or help the public or licensed firearm dealers interpret the firearm statutes found in RCW 9.41 or I-594. The voters of Washington fell for the line that this will prevent crime, that this will stop crime. There's two things that you can do with crime. You can solve the crime after it's been committed, or you can stop the crime in its commission, and there is no in-between. Occasionally, police officers will pull over somebody on their way to a bank robbery or a kidnapping or a rape, and they'll find the stuff that they've got in the car to do those things. But that's luck. That's not. It's because they had a bad taillight, or they, you know, crossed the yellow line or something. It has nothing to do with the kind of stuff you see on TV. Supporters of this claimed it was purely a background check initiative and that family members would receive an exemption. But that only person-to-person transfers done outside of an immediate family are required to submit to a background check. But that's not how the law is being interpreted. There's also a registry that goes with this because the state agencies will be keeping records. But the I-594 supporters said that this was not a registration scheme. But we already knew nationally, the DOJ said that this would not work without registries. So where are these records that are going to be kept? And if they have something about the death of a firearm owner, that has to be announced if you acquire one in an inheritance. But if family-to-family transfers are not, if they're exempt from having a background check, why does that have to be announced? Why does that have to be declared? Washington State Police want nothing to do with the law. Nearly 2,000 people on December 13th stood outside of the Capitol building in Olympia, transferring and selling guns back and forth in open defiance of I-594. The Vancouver Police Department has a vague statement on their webpage that pumps the ball back to the Department of Licensing. Seattle PD has remained silent. Lewis County Prosecutor and Sheriff, they've released statements saying they will not enforce it. So the question now becomes, if no one wants to enforce it, if no one knows how to enforce it, if no one intends to enforce it, is it still a law? To answer that question, it's on the books, but no, it is not a law. The Second Amendment protects our right to keep and bear arms. And just as importantly, it is also the only amendment that clarifies in crystal clear wording that this right shall not be infringed. So what we see here is the Second Amendment, which existed before this law, supersedes it. And we also see that nobody's willing to interpret or enforce a law. This constantly putting things on the books This all of this stuff that they're doing, this is by making a rule of law that is unenforceable, this further weakens rule of law. You get that, right? Rule of law diluted is very thin. Therefore, the rule of law continues its slide towards irrelevancy here in the United States. And that's a problem. That's a big problem. Now, do you think the gun grabbers are concerned with that? No. They want to put as much stuff on the books as they can. As much as they can. Somewhere out there, sooner or later, they're going to try as much as they can do. And that's fine. They can do whatever they want to do. There'll be me and you here to fight them, and there'll be generations after us because they are coming along now. So, gun grabbers, here's my advice to you. If you don't like guns, then don't carry one. Don't own one. Don't shoot one. But all you've got are lies. Stats don't back you up. Good people are just good people. And if they want to carry a gun, they're not going to be bad because they carry a gun. Make your choice and live with your choice. Your hypocrisy is very evident, but, you know, that's all beside the point. Coming up next, we're going to talk to a gun rights examiner, Jesse Brote, about the disarming of the American veteran. On a Monday, this is Lock and Load.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Get updates on your favorite GCN shows and hosts. Go to GCNlive.com and click on the banner in the upper left corner. Just for signing up, you're automatically entered for monthly giveaways. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1985.